divorcio, especialmente espiritual.
So that's what he's talking about with
y es de lo que está
people.
Hablando de la gente.
And how did they commit adultery in this case?
¿Y cómo es que ellos cometieron adulterio en este caso?
Very interesting.
Muy interesante.
It's by lying about the Lord.
Mintiendo acerca del Señor.
They misrepresented God to the people.
Ellos mal representaron al Señor delante del pueblo.
And so the same thing happens today.
Y lo mismo pasa hoy en día.
We have to be very careful when we preach.
Tenemos que tener mucho cuidado cuando predicamos y enseñamos.
That we represent God totally.
Que representemos a Dios totalmente.
Many times people will only preach the one side.
Muchas veces gente solamente predica un lado de Dios.
And they get a false impression of who the Lord is.
Y así se recibe una impresión falsa de quién es el Señor.
And so they said, well, not the Lord, he's not going to allow misfortune to come to you,
to
the people of God.
Este no es el Señor, él no va a permitir que cosas malas le pasen al pueblo de Dios.
We're not going to see sword or famine.
No vamos a pasar hambre.
Have any of you had any misfortune in your life?
¿Algunos de ustedes ha pasado por tiempos difíciles en sus vidas?
Amen. So has the Lord allowed misfortune to come sometimes?
¿El Señor lo ha permitido?
Certainly.
¿Verdad que sí?
But they were saying, no, that's not going to happen.
Pero este pueblo dice, no,
you're
eso
not going
no
to
nos
see
va a pasar
the sword
nosotros,
or the curse.
Ni la espada ni la maldición
you're not
nos tocará.
See famine.
No vamos a pasar hambre.
And then he says, the prophets are as wind.
Y dice, los profetas son como el viento.
He says, it's just a bunch of wind.
Es un montón de viento por ahí.
The word is not in them.
La palabra ni está en ellos.
Now these are prophets of God speaking.
Estos eran profetas de Dios hablando.
And he said, the word they're speaking is not the word, it's just wind.
Y ellos decían, la palabra no está en ellos, son solo viento.
And he said, thus it will be done to them.
Que así se les haga a ellos.
Now then,
ahora
let's
entonces,
turn to Hosea 4.
Oseas 4.
Verse 1.
Versículo 1.
The whole thing about the refiner's fire.
Todo esto del fuego purificador.
About the flood.
Acerca del diluvio.
The pruning, all of these things.
La podadera y todas estas cosas.
Is to determine.
Es para determinar.
Who the real people of God are.
¿Quién es realmente el pueblo de Dios?
And this is what all of this is about.
Y de todo esto se trata.
And a lot of times people think that they're the people of God.
Muchas gente se cree que ellos son el pueblo de Dios.
And unfortunately, some people are going to find out one day that they're not the people of God.
Desafortunadamente se van a dar cuenta que no, ellos no son el pueblo
de Dios. What a shock that would be.
Eso va a ser una gran sorpresa.
It's like, waking up one day and thinking your name is, such and such a name, and then find out that's not really who you are.
Es como despertar un día y darte cuenta que tu nombre que siempre has usado ese no es tu nombre.
Could be a big shock, wouldn't it?
Eso es una sorpresa muy grande, ¿no crees?
So one day people are going to think they're the Lord's people.
Un día la gente va a pensar que ellos serán el pueblo de Dios.
And he's going to say, I don't really know who you are.
Y el Señor les va a decir, yo ni te conozco.
What a shock that's going to be.
Eso es una sorpresa muy grande.
I'm afraid that there's more people that's going to be thinking they are the Lord's and they're not than they are that. Actually are the
Yo creo que hay mucha gente que piensa que son del Señor y realmente no lo son.
So look at Hosea 4, verse 1.
Oseas 4, versículo 1. Escuchad la palabra del Señor, hijos de Israel, porque el Señor tiene querella contra los habitantes de la tierra, pues no hay fidelidad ni misericordia, ni conocimiento de Dios en la tierra.
The Lord has a case against the people.
El Señor tiene ya un caso preparado en contra de esta gente.
What's the case?
¿Cuál es este caso?
He said there's no faithfulness.
Porque no son fieles.
There's no kindness.
No son amables.
There's no knowledge of God.
No tienen el conocimiento de Dios.
In the land.
Aquí en la
What
tierra.
Does that mean?
¿Qué quiere decir eso?
It means they don't really know the Lord.
Que ni siquiera conocen al Señor.
They don't know the Lord.
Ellos no conocen al Señor.
He says they're swearing.
Dice ellos perjuran.
There's deception.
Mentira.
There's murder.
Asesinato.
There's stealing.
Roban.
There's adultery.
Y adulteran.
So what is he saying?
Entonces, ¿qué está diciendo?
He said people that are doing these things.
La gente que hace este tipo de cosas.
They don't know the Lord.
En realidad no conocen a Dios.
Now we've been taught that it's okay to do those things.
Se nos ha enseñado que está bien si haces esas cosas.
And just confess it.
Confiésalo.
And you're okay.
Y ya estás bien.
And then go do it another week.
Y luego pasa una semana.
And then come and confess it on Sunday.
Y lo vuelves a hacer y lo vuelves a confesar.
And you're okay.
Y vas a estar
that's
bien.
Not okay.
Pero no es cierto, no vas a estar bien.
But that's what many people
es lo que a mucha gente
believe.
Y cree.
And God is bringing the fire.
Pero Dios está trayendo el fuego.
To bring all of these things to the surface
para
in our lives.
Para traer todo esto a la superficie en tu propia vida.
To show us
para mostrarnos
that this is unacceptable
que no es aceptable.
To the Lord.
No es aceptable para Dios.
You want to look at that in the New Testament? I just thought of that. Turn to Galatians 5.
Vamos a Gálatas 5 en el Nuevo Testamento.
Galatians 5.
Galatas 5.
And we'll see it here.
Y lo veremos aquí.
In verse 19.
Versículo 19.
He says the deeds of the flesh are evident.
Las obras de la carne son evidentes.
Immorality.
Inmoralidad.
Impurity.
Impureza.
Sensuality.
Sensualidad.
Idolatry.
Idolatría.
Sorcery.
Hechicería.
Enmities.
Enemistades.
Strife.
Pleitos.
Jealousy.
Celos.
Outburst of anger.
Enojos.
Outburst of anger.
Enojos.
Outburst of anger.
Enojos.
I got stuck.
Ay, me atoré.
The record got stuck. I'm sorry.
Se le atoró el disco.
Disputes,
rivalidades,
dissensions,
factions, sectarismos.
Factions is division.
O sea, divisiones.
Remember when we preached last week?
¿Recuerdan lo que predicamos la semana pasada?
About the fire of division.
Acerca del fuego de división.
How the Lord was going to bring division.
¿Cómo el Señor va a traer división?
As part of the fire.
Como parte del fuego.
To see how people handle the division.
Para ver cómo la gente va a confrontar eso.
I mean, that's a tremendous principle here.
Eso es un principio bien grande.
That God is teaching us.
Que el Señor nos está enseñando.
Envying.
Envidias.
Envy.
Envidias.
And you think, well, envy, we can have a little envy, it's
bueno,
okay.
Un poquito de envidia aquí está bien.
You know? Drunkenness.
Borracheras.
You know, I only get drunk on Saturday, man.
Ay, nomás me emborracho los sábados.
Come to church on Sunday.
El domingo ya vengo a la iglesia.
A little hangover, but I'm all right.
Ando medio crudo, pero no le hace.
You know, I mean, it's okay once a week.
No está bien una vez a la semana.
I mean, six days a week, I'm fine.
6 días de la semana, yo estoy bien.
And Saturday, I just got to have a little fun.
Y el sábado, nada más un poquito ahí.
I mean, if you don't get drunk, just go get drunk. Stay drunk, man. That's what I did when I was drinking.
Si quieres emborrachar, pues emborráchate y quédate borracho.
If you don't do it, do it. Don't play at it.
Si lo vas a hacer, pues hazlo. ¿Para qué estás jugando?
I mean, either live for the devil or live for God. That's
vive para Dios o vive para el diablo. ¿Para qué estás jugando?
Don't live for something in between, you know.
No vivas por algo en medio. Medias.
Either be hot or cold, right?
Frío o caliente, decide.
We're not going to use that word. In Spanish, we're not going to say that. Okay, carousing, you can skip that. And things like these, and things like these.
Semejantes.
Now that's just what we read here in Hosea chapter 4.
Es lo que leemos aquí en Oseas 4.
So the old and the new is saying
lo viejo y lo nuevo,
much of the same thing, isn't it?
Nos dice casi lo mismo, ¿verdad?
So it hasn't changed.
No ha cambiado la palabra de Dios.
He said, "Of which I forewarn you."
De lo cual yo les advertí.
In other words, there's a warning.
O sea que hay una advertencia.
Before you do it.
Antes de que tú lo hagas.
Just as I have forewarned you.
Así como les advierto.
That those who practice such
que
things.
Que los que practican estas cosas.
Will not inherit the kingdom of
no
God.
No van a heredar el reino de Dios.
In other words, they don't know
palabras,
the
Lord. No conocen al
We're
Señor.
At early morning prayer this morning.
Esta mañana a la hora de la oración.
And I just started hearing this word about lying.
Empecé a oír esa palabra acerca de mentir.
I'm going to preach on lying one of these
y voy
days.
A predicar acerca de la mentira un día de estos.
But it talks about the heavenly city, the heavenly Jerusalem.
Habla de la ciudad celestial de Jerusalén.
And that no one who loves and practices lying
nadie
will enter into.
Nadie que ama la mentira y la practica entrará allí.
And so I'm going to go there tonight.
Y esta noche no vamos a ir para
but anyway, this is what he's saying over here in Hosea.
Pero aquí es lo mismo que dice como en Oseas.
Verse 4, look at this.
Versículo 4.
Yet let no one find fault.
Que nadie encuentre faltas.
Hosea 4, 4.
Oseas 4, 4.
He said, don't let anybody find fault now.
Que nadie encuentre faltas ahora.
Don't let anybody offer reproof for these things.
Que nadie que les contienden con el.
In other words,
en otras palabras,
the prophets were a bunch of windbags.
Muchos profetas aquí no son muy fuertes,
and
muy
they
duros.
Were not bringing reproof.
Y si no traemos reprenda,
they were not confronting those
si no
things.
Estamos confrontando esos pecados,
I mean, what we've been dealing with in the last probably several weeks
hace unas semanas, ¿qué es lo que estamos haciendo aquí?
Is this thing called pride.
Estamos confrontando esto llamado orgullo.
And that's not something that you preach on a lot or hear preached about very much.
Y no es algo que se predica mucho, el orgullo.
But that's the number one thing God kicked Satan out of heaven for.
Pero es la primera cosa por la cual fue Satanás expulsado del cielo.
So obviously it's a pretty big deal with God, isn't it?
O sea que es algo muy grande para Dios, ¿verdad?
So these things are big deals with God.
Esas cosas son cosas muy grandes para Dios.
But he says nobody's saying anything
y el versículo 4 dice que nadie los reprende, nadie los confronta.
So you see, it's not much different then.
O sea que no había mucha diferencia entonces.
Than it is now, is it?
De lo que es ahora.
Is that right?
¿Verdad?
How many places have you been to hear the word and you never heard these things confronted?
¿Cuántos lugares tú has estado antes escuchando la palabra y te confrontan por estas cosas?
It's not much different.
No hay mucha diferencia.
He says, "Your people are like those who contend with the priests."
Porque tu pueblo es como los que contienden con el sacerdote.
He said, "Therefore, you're going to stumble by day."
Por lo tanto, tropezarás.
Because the prophets are not speaking what they're supposed to speak to the people.
Porque los profetas no le están hablando al pueblo lo que les deben hablar.
It causes the people to stumble.
Y hacen que el pueblo tropiece.
The prophet will also stumble by night.
También los profetas tropezarán de noche.
In other words, he has no vision, no light.
O sea que no tiene visión.
So the prophets are stumbling.
O sea que los profetas están tropezando.
And if you're listening to a prophet that stumbles,
y tú escuchas un profeta que se está cayendo,
then what do you think you're going to do?
¿Qué crees que vas a hacer tú ahora?
You're going to stumble also.
Tú vas a empezarte a tropezar.
So the prophet stumbles and the people stumble.
El profeta tropieza y la gente tropieza.
He said, "I will destroy your mother."
Y destruiré a tu madre.
Well, not my mama.
No, mi mamá.
Not your mama.
No, tu mamá.
Yeah, I'm going to destroy your mama.
Sí, yo voy a destruir a tu madre, dice aquí.
Now, what is he talking about?
¿Pero de qué está hablando?
He's going to kill all the mothers?
¿Se va a matar a todas las mujeres?
No,
a todas las madres?
That's not what he's talking about.
No, no está hablando de
What's
eso.
What's the context of the scripture?
¿Cuál es el contexto de esta escritura?
It's about the prophets.
Está hablando de los profetas.
It's about the ministers.
De los ministros.
How many remember the teaching on who the mother is?
¿Cuántos se acuerdan de una enseñanza que dije que
okay, what is,
¿quién
what
es
is
tu
the mother?
Madre? ¿Quién es tu madre?
The teacher, the, and it's
la
a symbolic of the Holy Spirit.
La madre es un símbolo de la enseñanza.
The teacher is the mother.
¿Qué tipo de enseñanza estás recibiendo?
Remember, he said, "Keep the commandments of your father and the teaching of your mother." The
Dice
mother
la escritura, guarda los mandamientos de tu padre y las enseñanzas
so
de tu madre.
So I'm going to destroy the teacher.
O sea, que yo voy a destruir la maestra.
Why?
¿Por
Because
qué?
They're teaching falsehood.
Porque están enseñando falsedad.
My people, verse 6,
versículo 6,
are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Mi pueblo es destruido por falta de conocimiento.
When we teach on wisdom, I'll be teaching on wisdom soon.
Los miércoles estaremos enseñando.
And you'll see that with wisdom comes knowledge.
Acerca de la sabiduría, con la sabiduría viene el conocimiento.
So if we don't have wisdom, we can't have knowledge.
Si no tenemos sabiduría, no podemos tener conocimiento.
And if you don't have knowledge, you're going to be destroyed.
Si no tienes conocimiento, vas a ser
Who's
destruido.
Who's destroyed?
¿Quiénes son los que van a ser destruidos?
My people.
Mi pueblo dice aquí.
Not the people of the world, my
No la gente del mundo, mi pueblo está hablando Dios.
The prophets and the teachers are supposed to bring
los
the wisdom of God.
Los profetas y los maestros tienen que traer
to the people
la sabiduría de Dios
so they can have knowledge.
Para que ellos puedan tener conocimiento.
And you're going to see when we get into this thing on fear of the Lord and wisdom.
Y ustedes
brother,
lo van a ver cuando entremos a lo que es el temor de Dios y la sabiduría.
I spent most of the day working on that message on wisdom.
Hoy estuve trabajando en ese mensaje.
And you're going to really see some things.
Van a recibir
He said, you've rejected knowledge.
Dice, ustedes rechazaron el conocimiento.
Well, if you reject knowledge, that means you reject wisdom.
Tú rechazas conocimiento, quiere decir que tú rechazas la sabiduría.
That means you're rejecting the Spirit of God.
Estás rechazando al Espíritu de Dios.
He said, therefore, I'm going to reject you from being my priest.
Y dice, por lo tanto, yo voy a rechazarte a ti de ser mi sacerdote.
If you're not feeding my people knowledge,
Porque
then
si no estás tú alimentando a mi pueblo
you
sabiduría,
are not my
conocimiento,
priest.
Tú no eres
So I wonder how many people are preaching and teaching that God has already rejected.
Yo me pregunto cuánta gente todavía aún predica y ministra y Dios ya lo rechazó.
Remember Saul?
¿Se acuerdan de Saúl?
Did God reject Saul?
¿Dios rechazó a Saúl?
Was he still king?
Y todavía seguía siendo rey.
But he'd been rejected.
Pero ya estaba rechazado.
And he's still leading the people.
Y seguía dirigiendo al pueblo.
He said, I'll reject you from being my priest.
Yo te rechazaré de ser mi sacerdote.
Now, since you've forgotten the law,
como has olvidado la ley,
what is the law?
¿Cuál es la ley?
The word.
La palabra.
Who is the word?
¿Quién es la palabra?
Jesus.
Jesucristo.
Jesus is the Son of
Jesús
God, right?
Jesús es el Hijo de Dios.
He says, therefore,
dice, por lo tanto,
I will forget your children.
Yo me olvidaré de tus hijos.
You want to think about that a minute?
Piensa en eso un segundo.
God is saying,
Dios te está diciendo,
you're going to reap what you sow.
Tú vas a cosechar lo que
You've
tú has
forgotten
sembrado.
My law,
porque te olvidaste mi ley,
my word,
mi palabra,
which is Jesus,
que es el mismo Jesucristo,
who is my child,
que es mi hijo.
So I'll forget yours.
Bueno, yo me voy a olvidar de tus hijos entonces.
You see that?
¿Ven eso?
You have to understand spiritual principles and
Tienes
truth.
Que entender principios espirituales y estas verdades.
Spiritual truths and principles and laws
Verdades espirituales, principios y leyes
always work.
Siempre funcionan.
You always
tú siempre
reap whatever you sow.
Vas a cosechar lo que tú siembras.
And you forget God's word.
Olvídate de la palabra de Dios.
He forgets your children.
Y a él se lo van a olvidar tus hijos.
You wonder why so many children
¿sabes por qué tantos hijos
are going the wrong way?
Están escogiendo los caminos
you
incorrectos.
Cannot violate the principles here.
Tú ya no puedes invalidar estos principios.
I mean, we have to get our life lined up with what
tenemos que alinearnos con lo que la palabra de Dios dice.
This is why we have the trouble.
Es por eso que tenemos tantos problemas.
Lack of knowledge.
Falta de conocimiento.
I mean, most people don't even know, they don't know what that word means right
mucha
there.
Mucha gente ni entiende este versículo, lo que
they'll
significa.
They'll read that and say, what does that mean? You forgot my law and I'll forget your children. What's the word you're talking about?
Yo me olvido de tu ley, tú te olvidas de mis hijos, ni sé de lo que está hablando.
You see what I'm saying?
¿Verdad?
They didn't receive the true prophets.
No recibieron los profetas
and they rejected the wisdom and knowledge of God.
Y rechazaron la sabiduría y el conocimiento de
look
Dios.
At this. The more they multiplied,
cuanto más se multiplicaron,
the more they sinned against
más
me.
Pecaron contra mí.
So it's like the church got bigger and bigger.
O sea que la iglesia se fue creciendo.
And they got worse and worse.
Y se pusieron peor y peor.
He says, I'll change your glory into shame.
Cambiaré pues tu gloria en afrenta.
Then he's talking about the priest and the prophets.
Sigue hablando del ahora el sacerdote
he
y los profetas.
They feed
ellos alimentan
on the sin of my people.
Del pecado de mi pueblo se alimentan.
So these prophets and these priests
estos profetas y sacerdotes
are feeding off of the sin
se están
of the
alimentando
people
del mismo pecado del pueblo de Dios.
And they're not dealing with it.
Y no lo están confrontando.
He said, and they direct their desire towards their iniquity.
Y hacia su iniquidad dirigen sus deseos.
And so it's going to be like people like priests.
O sea, como el pueblo, así es el sacerdote.
So the priest
el sacerdote
and the people,
y la gente,
they're all alike.
Todos están igual.
There's not any difference in them.
No hay ninguna diferencia.
Like father like father like
de tal palo, tal astilla.
You'll be like your teacher.
Tú vas a ser igual que tu maestro.
And that's
maestra.
What he's saying.
Es lo que te está diciendo.
I'll punish them for their ways.
Yo así los reprenderé, los castigaré.
And repay them for their deeds.
Y les pagaré según sus
now
obras.
Now they're going to eat.
Ellos comerán.
But they're not going to have enough.
Pero no se saciarán.
They're going to play the harlot.
Se prostituirán.
And not increase.
Pero no se multiplicarán.
Because they stopped giving heed to the Lord.
Porque han dejado de hacer caso al
that's
Señor.
That's what a harlot is.
Así es como se comporta el adúltero.
It's someone that does not listen
alguien
and
que no
obey
escucha ni obedece
the Lord.
Al Señor.
And when we get into wisdom, we're gonna touch a little bit on it tonight. But
y
you're gonna see
a lo que es la sabiduría,
some amazing things
van a ver unas cosas bien sorprendentes
about how the Spirit of God works
de cómo el Espíritu de Dios funciona
and the counterfeit Spirit
y las
works.
Copias del Espíritu.
Brother, it's very frightening to see this.
De veras asusta ver uno y ver el otro.
Harlotry, wine, and new wine take away the understanding.
La prostitución, el vino y el mosto quitan el juicio.
The process of receiving understanding.
El proceso para recibir entendimiento.
Is the fear of the Lord.
Es el temor del Señor.
Wisdom.
Sabiduría.
Knowledge.
Conocimiento.
And then understanding.
Y entendimiento.
Harlotry.
La prostituta
is the false spirit of God.
Es un espíritu falso.
It's a harlot spirit.
Y quiere imitar a Dios.
Wine
¿por qué?
Represents the spirit.
El vino representa el espíritu.
And it takes away the understanding.
Y es el que se lleva el entendimiento.
So that spirit of harlotry comes.
Es el espíritu de adulterio
and
viene.
And perverts the word.
Y es el que pervierte la
and
palabra.
And all of a sudden people read the word.
Y de repente la gente lee la palabra.
And they don't understand.
Y no la entiende.
Remember he said you have ears to hear
¿se acuerdan que leíamos?
Eyes to
tienes
see,
oídos para que no oyen y ojos
but you don't see and you don't hear
que no ven
and you don't understand
y no entiendes
in your heart
en tu corazón
that's the problem
este es el problema
it's the wrong spirit
es el espíritu equivocado.
My people consult their wooden idol and the diviner's wand informs them
mi pueblo consulta su ídolo de madera y su vara les informa
a spirit
un espíritu
of harlotry
de adulterio
has led them astray
los ha descarriado
now that is the people of God
estamos hablando del pueblo de Dios
and that's what all of this is about
y de esto se trata todo
the refiner's fire
el fuego refinador
all the things we've been teaching
se nos está enseñando
is to refine you
es para refinarte
to find out who's going to follow
para ver quién vas
the
a
spirit
seguir.
Of God
quién va a seguir el espíritu de Dios
the counterfeit
o la copia del espíritu de Dios
this is the way it works
es como funciona
they played the harlot departing from God
ellos juegan al prostituto apartándose de Dios
Now then, let's go down to Jeremiah 4:22. I'm going to skip some of this.
Jeremiah 4:22.
I really want to get this point across to the people of God here.
Quiero que entiendan este punto,
because,
pueblo de Dios.
Because when you get this in your spirit and
cuando
in your heart,
tú recibes esto en tu espíritu y en tu corazón,
nobody's going to be able to steal this from you.
Nadie va a poder robar esto de ti.
It's very easy for the enemy to steal the word out of your heart.
Es muy fácil que el enemigo robe la palabra de tu corazón.
Brother, I'm telling you, it is easy.
Es bien fácil.
I have seen people get delivered.
Yo he visto gente liberada.
Throw up buckets and blood and everything else.
Un montón de cosas.
And then the devil tell them nothing happened.
Y el diablo viene y les dice, oh, a ti no
and
te pasó
steal it
nada.
Right away from them.
Y les roba todo lo que
I've
pasó.
Watched it.
Yo lo he visto.
So you have, boy, it's a very subtle thing the way the enemy works.
Y así es como el enemigo trabaja, muy astutamente.
Jeremiah 4:22. He says, my people.
Porque mi pueblo.
Who?
Mi qué?
My people.
Mi pueblo.
Now he
dice,
calls them his people.
Él los llama mi pueblo.
So he is talking in general.
O sea que está hablando en general.
About the entire people of God. Okay?
Todo el pueblo de Dios.
If today it would be talking about the church.
Hoy en día está
in
hablando
general,
de toda la iglesia
the whole church.
En general.
And he said, my people are what?
Mi pueblo es qué?
Foolish.
Necio.
Now we know foolish is
sabemos
not a good thing, is it?
Necio no es una muy buena palabra.
I mean, how would you like to have a foolish son?
¿Te gustaría tener un hijo necio?
Maybe you have a foolish son.
A lo mejor tienes uno.
Maybe you were a foolish son.
O tú eras uno.
Maybe you are a foolish son.
O eres uno. Tú eras o eres.
All right, look at this.
Miren esto.
My people are foolish.
Mi pueblo es necio.
They know me not.
No me conoce.
Therefore, are they his people?
O sea, ¿que son su pueblo?
No.
No.
They don't know the Lord.
Porque no lo conocen.
Okay, so foolish people do not know the Lord. O sea, que el pueblo necio
no conoce al Señor.
So anytime you see foolishness,
cada vez que tú ves
foolish,
necedad,
you can just put a little note there.
Le pones una notita.
Go straight to hell.
Te vas directo al infierno.
Do not pass go.
Y no te
do not collect $200.
No pases por
the
la
Monopoly
meta,
game, remember?
Recibes $200, como
I mean,
en el juego del Monopolio.
Do y'all see that?
¿Lo entienden esto?
I didn't hear much out of you.
No.
Does it say they don't know me?
Dice que no lo conocen, ¿verdad?
Is that what it says?
¿Sí dice o no?
I'll make sure we're on in the same planet here. Are we in the same planet?
El mismo canal.
Okay. Make sure you're not text messaging to somebody. Okay? Does it say they don't know the Lord?
Dice que no lo conocen.
Now you know what that means.
¿Y sabes lo que significa no conocer a Dios?
All right, some of you don't know what that means. Turn to John 17:3.
¿Cómo no saben? Vámonos a ir a Juan.
Well, you know what that means.
Y les voy a decir qué significa.
Eventually, if you go over this enough, after about 20 years,
después de que ya hemos repasado esto como 20 años,
it'll start
rápido,
clicking. It'll start clicking when you read these scriptures.
Van a entenderlo cuando lean las escrituras.
Some of you don't have 20 years.
Muchos de ustedes no tienen 20 años.
John 17:3.
Juan 17:3.
This is eternal life.
Esta es la vida eterna.
That they may know you.
Que te conozcan a ti.
The only true God.
El único Dios verdadero.
And Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Y a Jesucristo, a quien has enviado.
Now, what is the definition of eternal life?
¿Cuál es la definición de vida eterna?
Knowing God, the Father, and the Son.
Conocer a Dios el Padre y a su Hijo.
That's the definition of eternal life.
Esa es una definición. Es la definición de vida eterna.
So now let's go back to where
ahora
we were.
Ahora regresemos donde estábamos.
They know me not.
Jeremías.
Now then, according to John 17:3, which is in the red.
De acuerdo a Juan 17:3, que está escrito en rojo.
What does that say?
¿Qué dice en Jeremías 4:22?
They do not have eternal life, do they?
No tienen vida
do
eterna.
They?
¿Sí o no?
How many agree with that?
¿Cuántos están de acuerdo con lo que estoy diciendo?
I see somebody's hand didn't go up. Is that true?
¿Sí o no?
You see how simple the Bible is when you
se
just read it.
Simple es la palabra, nomás léala.
And let it speak.
Y dejen que te hable.
You don't have to be, you know, you don't have 10 degrees in theology.
No tienes que tener 10 grados de teología.
It does help if you can read. It helps if you can read.
Solamente te ayudaría si leyeras.
They are stupid children.
Son hijos torpes.
They're Forrest Gumps.
Como la película de
they're stupid.
Gumps. Torpes.
I mean, he's talking about his children.
Está hablando de sus hijos.
I mean, your dad ever said, you're stupid, man.
¿Te ha dicho un día tu padre que eres torpe?
Oh, man. I mean, that... Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus, you know.
Señor, ayuda.
I mean, the Lord says you're stupid, brother. You
El
are stupid.
Señor te dice que eres torpe porque eres torpe.
I mean, Lord, please don't call me stupid.
Señor,
I don't want to be.
Favor, no me llames
Why are they
torpe?
Stupid?
¿Por qué son torpes?
Because they're foolish.
Por ser necio,
and they don't know the Lord.
Y porque no conocen al Señor.
The fire is going to show you, brother.
El fuego te va a mostrar a ti.
Whether we know the Lord or not.
Si tú conoces al Señor o no.
It's going to separate the wheat
y
from the chaff.
Va a separar.
They have no understanding. You see the understanding again?
No
understanding.
No son inteligentes.
Brother, if we don't have understanding
si no tenemos inteligencia,
of what God is saying,
entendimiento de lo
we
que
don't
dice,
know the Lord.
No lo conocemos.
We don't know the Lord.
No conocemos al Señor.
We're foolish.
Somos necios.
And he says, you're stupid.
Y torpes.
With respect.
Con respecto,
to understanding the things of God.
Al entendimiento de las cosas
we are supposed
de Dios.
To understand the things of God.
Se supone que tenemos que entender las cosas
now,
de
if
Dios.
You don't understand the things of God,
y si no entiendes las
then,
cosas
brother,
de Dios,
you better get your Bible
más vale que te
and you better hide Biblia, out for about 5 years until you understand what
y
God is saying.
Por allá por 5 años hasta que la entiendas.
I'm telling you, it's a serious deal.
Esto es algo muy serio.
Why do you think he put this in here?
¿Por qué crees que lo puso aquí?
They are shrewd to do evil, but to do good they do not know.
Astutos son para hacer el mal, pero hacer el bien.
So another way of explaining that you know the Lord.
En otra manera en que él explica que conocer al Señor.
Is that we're going to do the right things.
Es que vamos a hacer lo correcto.
You see what I'm saying?
¿Lo entienden?
They don't even know what they're supposed to do right or good.
Ni siquiera saben lo que se supone que tienen que
Now,
hacer.
I want to go, and I want to nail this foolish virgin thing in a different way than you've heard it before.
Quiero tocar este tema de las vírgenes necias de una manera
There
diferente.
Are some scriptures
Hay algunas escrituras
that it just keeps pouring out more revelation every time you read it. It's just
que
amazing.
Te da más revelación cada vez que
how
lees.
Some scripture just, it's just full.
Hay unas escrituras que están llenas de revelación.
Now, the foolish virgins.
Las vírgenes necias.
It's the kingdom of heaven, right?
Se trata del reino de Dios.
Will be compared to 10 virgins.
Está comparado con 10 vírgenes.
And then did we just read in Galatians 5?
Y acabamos de leer en Gálatas 5.
That those who practice these things
que los que practican estas
will not inherit the kingdom of heaven,
no heredarán
kingdom of God.
El reino de Dios.
Okay, so now he's given another example of the kingdom of heaven.
O sea que nos está dando ahora otro ejemplo del reino de Dios.
And he says, this is what it's like.
Y dice, así es.
When you look for the kingdom,
cuando tú estés buscando por el reino,
look, there's 10 virgins here.
Mira, aquí hay 10 vírgenes.
They took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
Llenaron su aceite en sus lámparas okay. Y fueron a encontrarse con el novio.
So, we got 10 virgins here.
Imagínense 10 vírgenes aquí.
And you're going out to meet the bridegroom.
Se van para buscar al novio.
And the bridegroom is Jesus.
El novio es Jesucristo.
Now would you say that this is what we're doing right now tonight?
Y cuando ustedes dicen eso es lo que estamos haciendo esta
We've
noche.
Come out of our homes.
Salimos de nuestro
We've come
hogar.
Out to meet the bridegroom, haven't
Salimos
we?
A buscar al novio.
Right?
¿Verdad?
5 were foolish. Uh-oh.
5 eran necias. Ay, jole.
Now that means stupid.
Quiere decir torpes.
We just read it.
Lo acabamos de leer, ¿o no?
In Jeremiah 4:22, right?
Jeremías 4:22.
So that word foolish means the same thing, you know, like 2,000 years ago.
Necia quiere decir lo mismo que hace 2,000 años.
And 4,000 years ago.
Hace 4,000 años.
Foolish is still foolish.
Necio quiere decir necio.
So it means the same thing.
O sea que hoy en día significa
5 were wise or prudent.
5 eran prudentes o sabias.
And when the foolish took their lamps,
y cuando las necias tomaron sus lámparas,
they took no oil.
No se llevaron aceite.
And the prudent took oil in flask
las
along with their lamps.
Las sabias se llevaron aceite extra.
Now then, while the bridegroom was delayed,
mientras el novio se tardaba,
so here we are,
aquí estamos,
we're out looking for the bridegroom.
Aquí estamos, queremos encontrar con el novio,
and he hasn't come yet.
Pero no ha llegado.
And while he's delaying, they got drowsy.
Y mientras él se tarda, nos estamos durmiendo.
They were the original drowsy doll.
La,
yeah,
la muñeca original.
They got drowsy.
Que se duerme.
All right.
Mareada.
And they begin to sleep.
Y se empezaron a dormir.
So it's like this morning, early morning prayer.
Como esta mañana, a las 5 de la mañana la oración.
I think we had 5 wise virgins here this morning.
Había 5 mujeres sabias.
And we had 150 or 200 foolish virgins sleeping.
Y 150, 200 se quedaron en su casa dormidos.
Amen.
¿Verdad?
Oh, by the way, we are having early morning prayer.
Oh. No les he dicho, tenemos oración a las 5 de la mañana.
At 5 o'clock.
A las 5 de la mañana.
Monday through Friday.
De lunes a viernes.
We haven't stopped.
No hemos parado.
Some of us have not stopped.
Algunos no hemos parado.
But just in case you think it stopped, it hasn't.
¿En caso de que creas que ya se paró eso? No, sigue, seguimos.
I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on you.
Y no te estoy pidiendo de tratar de poner culpa, pero.
But really I am.
Pero sí.
It's amazing if you come to prayer what might happen.
Es increíble si vienes a la oración lo que pueda pasar.
Might get saved.
A lo mejor es salvo.
Might get delivered.
O liberado.
Amen. Amen. I mean, it's nothing like getting delivered at 5 in the morning, brother. I mean, you hadn't been through deliverance, you get delivered at 5 in the morning.
No has pasado por liberación si no has sido a las 5 de la mañana.
And so at midnight, there was a shout, behold, the bridegroom come out to meet him.
A medianoche hubo una alarma, viene el novio.
Okay, now then.
Mire.
This shout, I've never seen this before.
Este llamado, este grito.
There is a shout coming out.
Hay un llamado que viene.
The bridegroom's coming.
Ahí viene el novio.
Now then, let's look at the shout.
Vamos a enfocarnos en este llamado.
That the wise are listening to.
Al que las sabias escuchan,
and that the foolish are listening to.
Y las necias también escuchan.
Now let me ask you.
Ahora yo les pregunto.
Are they listening to the same shout?
¿Están escuchando al mismo llamado?
Yes or no?
¿Sí o no?
Yes? How many think yes?
¿Cuántos piensan sí?
How many think no?
¿Cuántos pensarían que no?
How many don't know?
¿Cuántos ni saben?
How many don't care?
¿Cuántos ni les importa?
All right. There is a shout.
Hay un llamado, un grito.
Right. Now then, turn to Proverbs 9.
Proverbios 9.
Let's just watch this.
Observamos esto.
Verse
1. 9, versículo 1, Proverbios.
Wisdom has built her house.
La sabiduría ha edificado su
casa. I'm going to teach on this later.
Vamos a enseñar esto más tarde.
She's hewn out her 7 pillars.
Ha labrado sus 7 columnas.
She's prepared her food.
Ha preparado su alimento.
She's mixed her wine.
Ha mezclado su vino.
And she set her table.
Ha puesto también
now,
su mesa.
I'm not going into all that. I'll teach on that later.
No voy a explicar de eso más tarde.
She's sent out her maidens.
Ha enviado a sus doncellas.
She calls from the tops of the heights of the city.
Y clama desde los lugares más altos de la ciudad.
Who is calling here?
¿Quién está clamando?
Wisdom is calling, isn't it?
La sabiduría está clamando.
From the heights of the city.
Desde los altos de la ciudad.
Typically, the city.
Típicamente la ciudad.
Represents the church.
Representa la iglesia.
Many times in the Old Testament there.
Muchas veces en el Antiguo Testamento.
And she says, "Whoever is naive."
Y dice el que sea simple.
Turn in here.
Que entre aquí.
To him who lacks understanding.
Al falto de entendimiento.
She says,
le dice,
come and eat my food
venid, comed,
and drink
pan,
the wine I have mixed.
Y bebe del vino que he mezclado.
Now, did we read over there about the harlot?
Leímos acerca de la adúltera.
Did it have wine also?
También tenían vino.
And did it lead them astray?
Y era el que las descarriaba.
So does wisdom have wine?
La sabiduría tiene
and
vino.
Does the harlot have wine?
Y la adúltera tiene vino.
The wine represents the spirit.
El vino representa el espíritu.
Okay. Now then,
ahora entonces,
forsake your folly.
Abandona la necedad.
You know what the word folly means?
¿Qué quiere decir necedad?
Foolish.
Necedad.
He said, forsake your foolishness.
Abandona la necedad.
And live.
Y viviréis.
What is he talking about?
¿De qué está hablando?
Eternal life.
De vida eterna.
That's what he's talking about.
Es de lo que está hablando.
Proceed in the way of understanding.
Anda por el camino de entendimiento.
Understanding. You see that word just popping up over
palabra,
and over.
Entendimiento?
Okay. He who corrects a scoffer gets dishonor for himself. He who reproves a wicked man gets insults for himself.
El que corrige al escarnecedor atrae sobre sí deshonra.
El Have you ever tried to correct
al impío recibe insultos.
A foolish person?
¿Han tratado de corregir a uno que es bien necio?
And see what happens?
A ver qué te pasa.
They will chew your leg off.
Te van a morder hasta la pierna.
They will hurt you.
Te van a lastimar.
Do not reprove a scoffer.
No reprendas al
escarnecedor. Or he will hate you.
Para que no te odie.
Reprove a wise man.
Reprende al sabio.
And he will love you.
Y te amará.
See, I always know who the wise people are.
Yo ya sé quiénes son los sabios.
Because when reproof comes.
Porque cuando viene la corrección.
They say, I love you, man.
Te dicen, te amo,
I
hermano.
Love you.
Te amo, hermano.
You reprove a scoffer.
Pero tú reprendes a un necio.
And they'll have you for dinner.
Y te va a tener de cena.
They'll have you over for dinner and you will be the dinner.
Te va a invitar a cenar y tú vas a hacer la cena.
Give instruction to a wise man, he'll get wiser. Give instruction to a wise man and he will be wiser.
Da instrucción al sabio y será aún más sabio.
All right, wisdom
sabiduría
increases.
Aumenta.
Does it not?
Sí o no?
Foolishness
la necedad
increases.
Aumentas.
You get more stupid.
Tú te haces más torpe.
You get stupider.
Más torpe.
And wisdom, you get wiser.
Y con la sabiduría eres más sabio.
You reap what you sow.
Porque tú cosechas lo que tú
you sow foolishness, you get more foolish.
Tú siembras necedad, recibes más necedad.
You know, like the movie, Dumb and Dumber.
Como la película, tonto
right?
Y más tonto.
You get dumb and dumber, spiritually.
Espiritualmente puedes llegar a ser más torpe.
Okay, so a wise man gets wiser as he moves on, right?
Un hombre sabio puede ser más sabio mientras sigue
adelante. Now I'm going to a place here, y'all watch.
Vamos a llegar a un punto. Okay.
Teach a righteous man.
Enseña al sabio.
And he will what?
¿Y el qué?
Increase.
Aumentará su
increase.
Aumentará
in learning.
Su conocimiento.
He will increase in learning, understanding, and knowledge, right?
Conocer, entendimiento, tener más conocimiento.
Now let me ask you something.
Ahora les voy a preguntar algo.
Have any of you increased in knowledge and understanding and learning?
¿Ustedes han Have aumentado you? En conocimiento,
okay.
en entendimiento?
Then we're wise, okay?
Entonces a lo mejor sí somos maybe. Sabios, a lo mejor.
Now if you're not increasing,
pero si no estás
then you're the other
aumentando,
you're the other one.
Eres uno de los otros.
Okay?
Okay.
Are y'all getting the picture?
¿Están entendiendo el cuadro?
You see, the wise man increases.
Los sabios aumentan.
You got it?
¿Verdad?
Now then.
Ahora entonces.
Let's go down. I'm going to skip the fear of the Lord. I'm going to teach on that later. Verse
11. Versículo 11.
For by me your days will be multiplied and years of life will be added to you.
Pues por mí se multiplicarán tus días y años de vida te serán añadidos.
That's eternal life, right?
Es vida eterna, ¿verdad?
So do you see why wisdom is so important for us here?
¿Ven por qué la sabiduría es muy importante?
And why we're going down this road here?
¿Es porque vamos a ir por ese camino?
And how to become wise?
¿Cómo ser sabios?
Brother, if we don't become wise,
si no nos hacemos sabios,
we will miss the Lord.
No,
I don't care how much knowledge
no importa cuánto conocimiento
of the word you have.
De la palabra de Dios
you can know the word
podemos conocer
and
la palabra
not have understanding
y no tener
and you will miss
entendimiento.
What God is saying.
Se te va a
pasar I'm trying to get us to hear this.
De decir.
It's a good word, brother. We ain't got this is introduction.
Esa es la introducción.
Verse 13.
Versículo 13.
The woman of folly.
La mujer insensata.
What is that?
¿Quién?
Come on, talk to me.
La
foolishness.
Mujer insensata, necia.
Tonight you're going to increase in learning, okay?
Esta noche vamos a aumentar nuestro saber.
She is naive.
Es alborotadora.
She knows nothing.
Es simple y no sabe nada.
She sits at the doorway of her house.
Se sienta a la puerta de su casa.
Okay, listen.
Mire.
Wisdom has built her house.
Sabiduría construye su casa.
The woman of folly.
Y la mujer insensata.
She has a house.
También tiene una casa.
Brother, they're identical in
Son
the way they operate now.
De la manera en que
this
ellos
is why
funcionan.
It's so difficult to separate them.
Es que es tan difícil separar a las dos.
She sits in the high places of the city.
Se siente en lugares altos de la ciudad.
Does she sit in the same place
también se siente en el mismo
that the
lugar
Spirit of God sits?
Que el Espíritu de Dios.
They sit together.
Se sientan juntos.
Oh, the Spirit of God and the Spirit of the devil can't be in the same place at the same time.
El Espíritu
oh, yes, they
de
are.
Dios y el Espíritu del Diablo no pueden estar juntos. Sí, sí pueden.
Yes, they are.
Están ahí juntos.
calling to those who pass by.
Llamando a los que pasan.
Is she shouting?
Está clamando, está llamando.
I mean, if you're at the height of the city, you're
si
going,
estás allá arriba.
Hey, Larry!
Hey, Larry!
Come on over here!
Ven aquí.
Hey, Oscar!
Oscar!
Come on over here!
Aquí ven.
And then wisdom's over here.
¿Y la sabiduría está de qué lado?
Hey, Oscar!
Oscar!
Come on over here!
Vente para acá.
Is there a shout going out?
Están llamando, están gritando.
There is a shout going out.
Hay un llamado para ti.
Who is she calling to?
¿Pero a quién está llamando?
Who is she calling to?
Versículo 15, ¿quién le llama?
Is she calling to the people in the bar?
¿A los que están en el bar?
She's calling to who?
¿A quién?
Soon as you start making your way straight,
cuando tú quieres caminar derechito,
he's not calling to those that are going crooked.
No llama a aquellos que están caminando
once you start going down the straight path,
cuando tú quieres caminar directo,
that's when she starts talking to you.
Ella te empieza a hablar.
If you're going crooked path, she don't need to talk to you.
Si tú caminas en caminos,
you're already over there.
Ella no te llama,
but once you start going the way you're really supposed to go,
una vez que estás en el camino,
brother,
derecho,
she starts crying out, hey man, you better get over
llamar,
here.
Hey, tú,
you, better come,
para acá.
You better come over to my house.
Tienes que venir a mi casa.
Man, I got Bluebell ice cream.
Tengo nieve de la Bluebell.
I mean, I got some
Browns.
Colombian coffee.
Tengo café de Colombia.
I mean, you get over here and we're going to have us a good time.
Vamos a pasar un buen tiempo.
Look what it says.
Miren lo que dice.
What does she say in verse 16?
Versículo 16.
Whoever is naive, let him turn in here.
El que sea simple, que entre aquí.
What did she say?
¿Qué es lo que dice?
The same thing
lo mismo
that wisdom said in verse 4.
Que dice sabiduría en el versículo
whoever is
4.
Naive, let him turn in here.
El que sea simple, que entre aquí.
Does she say the same thing?
Está diciendo lo mismo.
Exactly the same
exactamente
thing.
Lo
then
mismo.
How do you know the difference?
Entonces, ¿cómo saber la diferencia?
In the voice.
En las voces.
How do you know the difference?
¿Cómo tú vas a diferenciar?
How do you know whether it's God or the harlot?
Si es la voz de Dios o la voz de.
Because they start out talking the same.
Porque están hablando casi igual.
This is what's going on, guys.
Esto es lo que nos está pasando.
To him who lacks understanding, she says.
Y al falto de entendimiento le dice.
Now you look at verse 16 and you look at verse 4 and they're identical.
Vean el versículo 16 y el cuarto. Son exactamente idénticos.
Good. You're learning. After 35 years. 39 years. Whatever. All right, now listen. Are they saying the same thing?
¿Están diciendo lo mismo?
All right, the foolish is going to hear this and the wise is going to hear this, right?
La necia va a escuchar y la sabia va a escuchar.
Now then, what I believe is happening in Matthew 25,
lo que yo creo que está pasando, Mateo 25,
there is a shout.
Es que hay un llamado.
Wisdom is shouting.
Sabiduría está llamando.
And the harlot shouting.
Y la adúltera está llamando.
They're saying the same thing.
Están diciendo lo mismo.
They're both hearing the shout.
Y los dos escuchan el llamado.
She says, stolen water is sweet.
Ella dice, dulces son las aguas hurtadas.
Oh, this water I got for you is sweet.
Esta agua que tengo para ti está bien dulce.
Bread eaten in secret is, this is pleasant. This is sweet. You see?
Secreto, es sabroso.
You see what it's saying?
Miren lo que dice.
It's Bluebell ice cream.
Es la nieve
with whipped cream.
Y todavía con
lots dulcecito. Of whipped cream.
With what?
Lots of whipped cream. You know whipped cream?
Mucho azúcar.
That didn't sound right. That did not sound right. Okay. But you see the difference.
¿Ve la diferencia?
What is it promising?
¿Qué es lo que está prometiendo?
Sweetness.
Está
secret.
Dulce.
I mean,
dulce. Te está prometiendo algo dulce. Suave.
He doesn't know.
Y él no sabe.
The dead are there.
Que ahí están los muertos.
And her guests are in the depths of Sheol.
Que sus invitados están en las profundidades.
Now let's go back to Matthew 25.
Mateo 25.
What was the difference in the foolish and the wise?
¿Cuál era la diferencia entre la necia y la sabia?
The wise,
que la sabia,
had extra oil.
Tenía aceite.
Did it say in Proverbs 9?
Decía en Proverbios 9.
That a wise man,
que el hombre sabio,
will increase,
va a aumentar,
in his wisdom and knowledge and understanding.
Conocimiento y entendimiento y
is that the seven spirits of the Lord those are several of the spirits of the Lord.
Eso es uno de los siete espíritus del
so
Señor.
That means a wise man increases
que el hombre sabio aumenta
in the spirit.
En el espíritu.
And what is symbolic of the spirit?
¿Y cuál es el símbolo del
the
espíritu?
Oil.
El aceite.
Now in Matthew 25,
Mateo 25,
what was the difference between the wise and the foolish?
¿Cuál fue la diferencia?
They had the extra oil. And they got it by listening and increasing and growing in things of the Spirit and being disciplined by the Lord. And they increased. The foolish man, when he got corrected, when he got confronted, he didn't receive it. And he didn't increase. Did it say that let no one offer reproof. Let no one confront this stuff. Because the foolish are not going to listen.
Porque los necios no van a escuchar.
Are y'all see? How many see this now?
¿Cuántos de ustedes lo entiende ahora?
Kitty, you see that?
¿Pueden ver eso?
Soko, you see that?
¿Lo ves, Soko?
Jocelyn, you see that?
Jocelyn?
Maybe. Okay. Get the CD and listen to it about 10 times till you get this. How many of you see what I'm talking about here? Now, brother, if you don't get this,
si no recibes esto,
you need to go back over it till you understand what God's saying here. I mean, this is clear as anything to me.
Porque
I don't know.
Está bien claro, ¿no?
Is it clear to you?
¿Está claro?
Manny, is it clear to you?
Yes, sir.
Clear that coffee back there you're making. Robin, is it clear to you? But isn't it so easy for the devil to say, oh, did God say that? Come on. That is not what he means. God knows. That's just what he told Eve. He hasn't changed. The devil is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so is the word of the Lord.
Igual que la palabra de Dios.
Then those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps.
Esas vírgenes se levantaron y prendieron sus lámparas.
Somebody had a vision the other day.
Alguien tuvo una visión.
Who had the vision of trimming the lamps? Are you here?
De prender las lámparas.
Who was that?
¿Quién fue?
Daryl. We were praying last Friday.
Estamos orando el viernes pasado.
And he saw the lamps being trimmed.
Y él vio que las lámparas empezaban a cortar, a podar. La mechita.
He had a vision while we were praying.
Mientras oramos, él tuvo esa visión.
You know, we've been seeing visions and dreams, and they've been right on target, folks.
Estamos viendo visiones y sueños exactos.
And I think we're the shouts here.
Creo que el llamado ya está aquí.
The foolish said,
las necias dijeron,
give us some of your oil.
Danos algo de tu aceite.
For our lamps are
para
going
nuestras
out.
Lámparas que se están apagando.
So the lamp of the foolish begins to go out.
La lámpara de la necia se empieza a apagar poco a poco.
Now then, there you go. Proverbs 20:20.
Proverbios 20:20.
You go, how I'm trying to show you how all this fits together, folks.
Quiero mostrarles cómo eso encaja una cosa con otra.
What causes your lamp to go out?
¿Qué es lo que te causa que tu lámpara se apague?
Turn to Proverbs 20:20.
Proverbios 20:20.
He who curses his father and mother,
el que maldice a su padre o su madre,
his lamp will go out in the time
su
of darkness.
Lámpara se apagará en tiempos de problemas.
Are they at midnight?
En medio de la noche.
Is it a time of darkness?
Era tiempo de tinieblas.
Is it a time of darkness? Are their lamps going out?
Y sus lámparas estaban apagando.
Whose lamp went out?
¿De quién se apagó las lámparas?
The foolish.
De las necias.
The one who cursed the father and mother.
Aquellas que maldicen a su padre o su madre.
Now then.
Ahora entonces.
If you say, oh come on now.
Si tú dices, ay, ¿cómo crees?
Go to Malachi 4.
Okay, vete a Malaquías 4.
And remember what he said.
¿Y recuerdan lo que
before
dice?
The terrible day of the Lord.
Antes del día terrible del Señor.
Before the terrible day of the Lord.
Antes del día terrible del Señor.
In verse 5.
Versículo 5.
I'm going to send Elijah the prophet.
Yo os envío el profeta Elías.
I'm going to send Spirit of the prophet to the
Les
church.
Voy a enviar el espíritu del profeta a la iglesia.
And he's going to start restoring
y él va a empezar a restaurar
the heart
el corazón
of the father
del padre
to the children
a su hijo.
And the children to
y de
the
sus
father.
Hijos a sus padres.
Otherwise, I'm going to curse the whole land.
O de otra manera, yo los voy a maldecir.
That's what's going on.
Esto es lo que nos
That's
está
why
pasando.
The spirit of Elijah is coming.
Es por eso que el espíritu de Elías viene.
When I got more that I would like to teach here, but I'm not going to teach this yet.
Tengo mucho que enseñar, pero no me voy a ir tan lejos.
Until I go into the teaching on the wisdom.
Hasta que pasemos lo que es la sabiduría.
And I'm going to go into what it says in the New Testament.
Donde dice en el Nuevo Testamento.
When it speaks about Malachi 4.
Cuando habla de Malaquías 4.
It speaks different. It changes the wording a little bit.
Cambia un poco las palabras. Lo
and when it does.
Y cuando lo hace.
It uses another word.
Usa otra palabra.
And it's the word attitude.
Y la palabra es actitud.
And you have to look that up and see what it means.
Y lo acabo de ver para ver lo que es.
And it says, I'm going to restore the heart of the children to the attitude of the righteous.
Dice, voy a cambiar el corazón de los hijos a la actitud del justo.
And the word attitude, if I remember, says wisdom and understanding.
Y la actitud quiere decir sabiduría y entendimiento.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
It is amazing to see all this stuff fit together,
ver
brother.
Ver cómo eso todo encaja.
I am telling you, I mean, it's just, it blows my little brain.
De veras que me.
To see what God is saying here.
Me impacta lo que Dios está diciendo.
I mean, the Lord, I tell you what, I don't know what's happening. The Lord is just pouring out stuff on me like never before.
Está dando como nunca
the revelation
antes.
That's coming on this
revelación
is like,
en todo esto.
I mean, I'm just amazed at it.
De veras me impresiona.
What God is showing us.
Lo que Dios nos está mostrando.
I mean, brothers, y'all are learning some things.
Ustedes están aprendiendo cosas.
That if you receive it and do
que
it,
si las reciben y las hacen,
it will change your life.
Va a cambiar sus vidas.
I was talking with someone today. I forget who it was.
Hoy hablaba con alguien, se me olvidó
quién. Maybe it's you, Greg.
A lo mejor eres tú, Greg.
When Jesus came,
cuando Jesús vino,
he said,
él dijo,
the men of Nineveh,
los hombres de Nínive,
repented,
se arrepintieron,
at the preaching of Jonah,
con la predicación de Jonás.
But something greater than Jonah is here.
Pero alguien mayor que Jonás.
He said the he said if.
He says, "See."
No, he said the queen, the queen of Sheba. What was it?
Ruth Solomon.
The queen of Sheba marveled at the wisdom of Solomon.
Si la reina de Sheba.
The wisdom of Solomon.
Se maravillaba con la sabiduría.
But something greater or wiser is here.
Pero alguien mayor o más inteligente, más sabio está aquí.
And he said, if the people of Sodom and Gomorrah had seen what you see.
Si la gente de Sodoma y Gomorra.
He said they were repented long time ago.
Vieron, se hubieran arrepentido mucho
antes. In sackcloth and ashes. In sackcloth.
Y se hubieran arrepentido con sus vestiduras.
And he was talking about him coming and revealing all this stuff and them seeing it.
Está viniendo y hablando de lo
was greater than any of that stuff.
Que lo que viene es mayor que todo.
And I'm saying to you today,
yo les digo a ustedes
what,
hoy,
you, some, what you have seen
lo que ustedes han visto
and what you're hearing
y escuchado
is greater than what that
mayor
was back then.
De lo que era entonces.
I mean, because God is revealing it.
Porque Dios lo está revelando.
And it's greater.
Y es mayor.
And he was there in person revealing these
y
things.
En persona les estaba revelando esas
they
cosas.
Didn't see it.
Y ellos ni lo veían.
They didn't hear it.
No lo escuchaban.
That's what's going on right now.
Y es lo que está pasando hoy en día.
I mean, the revelation that God is bringing right now is greater than anything I've seen before.
La revelación que Dios está trayendo hoy en día es
I'm
mayor
seeing
que
things
nunca
I've never seen before.
Estoy viendo cosas que nunca
at
había visto
a, at
antes.
A deeper level and understanding than I've ever seen it.
En un nivel más profundo que nunca lo
and
he
I'm
visto
just
antes.
I'm going, Lord, it's just amazes me.
Y de veras me impresiona.
God is getting ready to do something, guys.
Dios está listo para hacer
I mean,
cosas.
He's already doing
ya
something.
Ya las está haciendo.
But brother,
Pero
when he starts bringing this kind of revelation,
cuando él trae este tipo de revelación,
you can guarantee something's getting ready to happen.
Garantizo que algo viene, algo va a pasar.
Because he warns everybody before
porque él
it
comes. Nos advierte a todos y cada uno de nosotros.
And the fact that this is coming clearer and clearer,
y el factor que esto se está haciendo más claro,
means something's on the horizon.
Quiere decir que algo viene por el horizonte.
And you know, people are calling from Mexico right now.
Hay gente que nos está llamando de México.
I mean, we you got a phone call.
Hoy recibí una
and
llamada.
They're saying, please come over.
Y dicen, por favor, venga.
It's like the Macedonian call, man.
Es como el llamado macedónico.
I mean, they're calling all over
están
right now.
Llamando ahorita de
and
todos
say,
lugares.
Would you please come and tell
por favor,
us, teach us?
¿Podrían venir y enseñarnos?
That's what's going on.
Es lo que está pasando.
Amen. It's amazing.
De veras es impresionante.
All right, back to Matthew 25:9.
Regresemos a Mateo 25:9.
The prudent said,
las prudentes dijeron,
there's not enough for us,
no hay suficiente para
and you
nosotros,
too.
Ni para ustedes
go
también.
To the dealers and buy some for yourselves.
Vayan aquellos que venden y compren algo.
You know what the Lord said in Revelation?
¿Saben qué dice Dios en Apocalipsis?
I advise for you
yo les animo
to buy from me,
les aconsejo que
from me,
de mí,
gold.
Oro,
refined by the fire.
Refinado por el fuego.
The wise virgins,
las sabias,
have bought the gold,
habían comprado el oro,
refined by the
refinado
fire,
refinado por el fuego,
and they increased their oil,
y lo incrementaron.
That's how they did it. They got purified.
Así fueron purificadas.
And he's telling the foolish, you better you go to the dealers and get some. We can't give
es
you.
Es por eso que ya les dicen, vayan a comprar.
That day, I think, is getting close.
Yo creo que el día viene.
The Lord's going to allow the
el
word
Señor
to go.
Va a permitir que vaya la palabra.
And then,
y entonces,
he's going to shut the door to the ark.
Va a cerrar la puerta.
Like the days of Noah.
Como los días de Noé.
And nobody's going to hear
y nadie
one thing.
Más va a escuchar más.
It's going to be too late.
Va a ser demasiado tarde.
Yeah. Putting it to practice. Put it to practice. Going through the trials and the. Yeah. That's right, Oscar. That's exactly right. I mean, he says, buy the truth and don't sell it.
Dice, compra la verdad y no la vendas. No la vendas.
I mean, in other words, you have to value it.
En otras palabras, tienes
you have to value the gold. You have to value the truth.
Este oro, esta
don't
verdad.
Sell it.
No vayas y lo vendas. They're coming.
We want to buy the oil from you.
Queremos comprar el
aceite. What did they say? No, we're not going to sell you our oil.
No te vamos a vender nuestro oro.
You're not taking it from me.
Nuestro aceite ni me lo vas a quitar.
There's a lot of people trying to buy the oil from us.
Mucha gente está queriendo comprar el aceite de nosotros.
I guarantee you, the more you go and the more you know and
entre
the more oil
vas,
you get, the more people are going to try to buy it.
La gente quiere comprarlo.
And get it without paying the price.
Y lo quiere obtener sin pagar el precio.
You see what I'm saying?
¿Entiende lo que
I mean, it cost you to get this oil.
Te ha costado a
and
ti
it cost you to get the gold refined by the fire, brother.
Y el oro refinado por fuego.
You can't get it from somebody else.
No
you've got to go through
tú recibirlo
it.
De alguien más. Tú lo
amen.
Tienes que ir a comprar.
Amen, brother. And boy, that's what God is saying, folks.
Es lo que Dios está diciendo.
Some of you know, some of you have been through it. Lawana, you've been buying oil the last 3 years, haven't you, hon?
En los últimos tres años has estado comprando oro.
I mean, some of you know what I'm talking about. Many of you, most of you here know what I'm talking about. Or you wouldn't be here. You know, you've been buying oil. I mean, you've been buying the gold.
El oro.
Wow. I had no idea this was going this way tonight. I was going, I don't know if this is going to be very good or not. Verse 10.
Versículo
while they were going away to make the purchase,
y mientras ellos iban a comprar,
the bridegroom came.
Vino el novio.
I wonder what voice the foolish are following.
Me pregunto qué llamado estarían escuchando las necias.
The dealers, the wheeler dealers.
Los que las vendían el aceite.
The wheeler dealers, you know.
Para venderlo fácilmente.
They're following the voice of the harlot.
Fácilmente.
And they're chasing it out, trying to find it.
Y están ahí tratando de encontrarlo.
And the bridegroom came, and those who were
pero
ready,
llegó, vino el novio,
those who were ready,
y los que estaban preparadas,
these wise virgins
estas mujeres sabias
had to know something
tenían que saber algo,
that the foolish didn't know.
Que las necias no supieron.
They got ready.
Porque estaban preparadas.
What is God doing with everybody?
¿Qué es lo que está haciendo
He's
Dios
getting
con nosotros?
Us ready.
Nos está preparando.
He's getting ready.
Nos está haciendo listos, preparados.
And it's probably, this is probably so foreign to most people in church today.
Y creo que esto es para mucha gente se
that
le...
it's like it's coming from Mars or somewhere.
Cuando escucho este mensaje, ni entiende.
But this is right there in your little Bible.
Pero aquí está en tu Biblia.
They didn't know what hour he was coming.
Porque no supieron qué hora, a qué hora él venía.
He said, "You don't know when I'm coming."
Porque les dijo, no saben a qué hora
they didn't go through the fire.
Y entonces pasas
they didn't go through it and get the oil.
Ellas no pasaron por
they
el
didn't
fuego,
get purified.
Ni recibieron el aceite, ni fueron purificadas.
And what happened?
¿Y qué les pasó?
The lamp went out.
Se les fue la luz.
So now they have to go try to find the oil.
Y ahora están tratando de buscar aceite.
Hard to find the oil at night.
Es difícil encontrar aceite
at
en la noche,
midnight.
En medio de una
when
noche,
you have no light.
Cuando no tienes luz.
It's like. Where is the oil?
Es como que estás caminando. ¿Dónde está el aceite?
Preacher, how much time do you spend on people that really have no intention getting right? Hours upon hours.
We were just talking about that. This is what I was sharing with someone today.
Hoy estaba comentándole con alguien.
You know, I prayed for many, many people for deliverance.
Por mucho, mucha
and brother,
gente.
I'll go yeah, thousands right here, exactly. I can't even tell you how many.
Uh-huh.
And I have spent, I can't even tell you how much time I've
no les
spent
puedo decir
on
cuánto
some folks.
Tiempo he invertido en tanta gente.
Because I was wanting to help them.
Porque yo les quería ayudar.
But I changed my approach of
pero yo cambié la estrategia hace dos años.
And you know what I told people?
Y ahora les digo.
I said, I am not praying for you.
No voy a orar por ti.
To give you a quick fix.
Para arreglarte así facilito.
You want to get delivered.
¿Quieres ser liberado?
You come over here and sit in the
ven
church.
Ven y siéntate en la iglesia.
You hear the word.
Escucha la palabra.
And you listen.
Escúchala.
And you get discipled.
Y tú
and then
discípulo,
I might pray for you.
Y entonces a lo mejor oro por ti.
But I am not going to go chasing. I got
pero
plenty.
No
I don't need more
siguiendo.
Practice casting
ya no,
out demons.
Ya no necesito más práctica echando fuera demonios.
We got plenty in our own church I can
tenemos
deal with without looking
aquí.
For. Amen. And Stephen, you remember, don't you? Amen. Stephen, you know, Stephen called me up in December last year.
Stephen, ¿te acuerdas? Diciembre
and
el año
isn't that,
pasado.
Isn't that exactly what I told you,
¿verdad
Stephen?
Que te dije eso?
I said, brother, you, if you're serious, you get yourself
dije,
over here and
si
you listen.
Estás en serio, ven y siéntate
and then
aquí.
We'll go down the road.
¿Verdad?
That's where we are, guys.
Y es donde estamos hoy.
That's the reason we finally started the church.
Es la razón por la que empezamos finalmente la
iglesia.
It's
because we would pray for hundreds and
porque
thousands
oramos por cientos y miles.
People. And then they had no place to go and be discipled.
Ya no tenían dónde irse a ser
and they would go right back.
Y regresaban a lo mismo.
Right back. No fruit that remained.
No había fruto.
That's why you got to have the church.
Es por eso que
you have to have the church.
Teníamos que tener una iglesia.
To teach and disciple
para
people.
Enseñar y discipular a la gente.
That's why we're able to see fruit now that remains.
Es por eso que ahora veo fruto que
because
permanece.
Of the discipling that's going
por el
on.
Discipulado que está pasando aquí.
And so that's what we're talking about.
Eso es lo que estamos hablando.
That's exactly what's
es
going on.
Es exactamente lo que está pasando.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be discerning.
Tienes que discernir.
You know, you have to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove.
Serpiente,
really
sabio como serpiente, pero dócil como
you know
una paloma.
What's going on? You know, okay. I mean, my usually I'm one to err on the side of I'll pray for anybody. I'll pray for the dog over there.
Yo oro por todo mundo hasta por el perro.
If he sneezes, I'll pray for him,
sí.
Man.
Si estornuda, voy a orar por él.
You know. But it's just more and more because of the times we're in.
Pero por el tiempo que tenemos.
And now I just don't have the time
y ahora
to do it
ya no tengo tiempo para
and so I'm
más.
Very, very cautious about that
y ahora
now.
Tengo mucho cuidado por lo
and
mismo.
So it's important for people to know the word.
Es importante que la gente conozca
deliverance
la palabra.
By itself
porque la liberación
without
sola,
being discipled and obedient
ser
to the
discipulado
word
y obediente a la palabra,
is not going to fix you.
No te va a arreglar.
Those demons will just come back
esos
and bring all the buddies in Oak Cliff with them, man.
Y van a traerse todos sus amigos de Oak Cliff.
They will. You know? Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you?
¿Saben de lo que hablamos, verdad?
So that's what's going on.
Y eso es lo que está pasando.
Later, the other virgins came.
Y después,
said, Lord, Lord, open up for us.
Vinieron y dijeron, Señor, Señor, ábrenos.
He said, truly I say to you,
en verdad les digo,
I don't know who you are.
No los conozco.
They didn't know him and he didn't know them. They
ni
were foolish.
Él los conocía, ni ellos lo conocían.
Now, look at this.
Miren esto.
They are thinking
ellos estaban pensando
that they're going.
Que iban a entrar.
They're thinking they're going.
Estaban pensando que iban a entrar.
And they're saying, come on, let us in.
Andale, déjanos entrar.
He said, I don't know you.
Es que no los conozco.
Then be on the alert. Be
velad,
on the alert.
Pues,
you don't know the day or the hour.
Porque no saben el día
in other words,
hora.
You better go through the fire.
En otras palabras,
you better
vale
increase the wisdom.
Atravesar
you better
fuego,
increase
aumentar
the
sabiduría.
All
aceite,
the things we've been preaching here is,
todas las cosas que hemos predicado aquí,
is to get us to that place
es que lleguemos a este punto
of Matthew 25,
de Mateo 25
where we're the wise virgins of God.
Donde las sabias entraron.
Because that's the only ones that go into the,
porque son las únicas que van a entrar
into the house of the Lord.
A la casa de Dios.
Amen.
Okay.
That's the true salvation.
Esa es la salvación verdadera.
And that's what God is working through His people.
Y es lo que
right
Dios
now
está trabajando en su pueblo.
Amen.
Okay.
Did y'all get anything out of that tonight?
¿Recibieron algo?
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I keep telling everybody, if you miss Wednesday,
yo les sigo diciendo, si no vienen los miércoles,
it grieves my spirit.
La verdad me trae tristeza.
That the rest of the church does not come on Wednesday.
El resto de la iglesia no venga los miércoles.
Now, some are watching on the internet.
Algunos yo sé que están viendo por el internet.
But what we're teaching here.
Pero mientras enseñamos aquí.
Brother, I mean, this is critical stuff.
Esto es crítico.
It's critical.
Es muy importante.
And you know, sometimes I wonder, man, I ought to be preaching this on Sunday morning.
Y muchas veces me pregunto, ¿tendré que predicar esto los domingos?
I'm not sure how to.
No estoy seguro todavía.
It's just not enough time to teach everything that needs
pero
to be
no
taught.
Pero no tengo suficientemente tiempo.
I mean, we could literally sit here and
todo
teach for 8 or 10 hours.
Porque pudiera estar aquí predicando de 8 o 10 horas diarias.
And just so much stuff here.
Porque es tanto.
So we're going to go down this road and
vamos a ir
on
por
Sunday
este
morning
camino, también los domingos en la mañana,
of the fear of the Lord,
con el temor de Dios,
which is the beginning of wisdom,
que es el principio de la sabiduría.
Then we're going to teach on wisdom.
Y luego los miércoles.
And then we're going to teach
y luego,
how God
cómo Dios
brings wisdom to the church.
Trae sabiduría a la iglesia.